Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy sending in here with you this evening on WNQM, 1300 AM on your radio dial. Glad to have you aboard. Call a friend or a neighbor and tell them that your shepherd's calling with Pastor Buddy's on the air. We're live here on the second day of July, big 4th of July weekend. Holiday travelers are, you know, just running to and fro. And really, basically, folks, no one, hardly, just a few, straight as a way, narrow as the gate, and a few there be that realize that we're in the end times. And tonight's message will be entitled, End Time Revelations. End Time Revelations. The Bible speaks about signs. In Matthew chapter 24, verily I say unto you, this generation, now he's talking about a future tense generation that would be living in the days when all these things would become to pass, and that generation, he said, would not pass until all these things be fulfilled. And included in that was the final day of time. Have you ever thought about it? That time, I know we're busy, we got activities, we're here earthbound, and it seems that time just keeps rolling right along. And thousands of years in the past. The present, it seems that we've got thousands of years for the future. At least we're living like that. And people unaware, running to and fro. The Bible said seeking rest. This is the end time stress generation. Meaning that people are seeking alternative directions for their life. Now, the straight and the narrow and the simple things of the gospel. It's old-fashioned to preach the gospel of repentance and remission of sins and baptism in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. It seems that's old-fashioned because now all you have to do is go to the church of your choice and whatever you are, be a good one. But hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but have rejected it. Jeremiah 6:19. Now, if you wanted proof that the Bible prophecies are being fulfilled, consider the 22nd chapter of the Psalm written by David. 1,000 years prior to the scene where he describes the Messiah being crucified on the cross with amazing detail and accuracy. That's why that I know that the Bible is inspired. Thousands of years prior to even the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew describes a time of trouble such as the world would never go through. Listen to the prophecy about his crucifixion. Many bulls. Now, you know what a bull does. It gores you. And so the writer, David here, used the inference of bulls having compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round about. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out before them like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaves to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death, for many dogs have compassed me round about, the assembly of the wicked having closed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare back at me. They part my garments among them and cast lots for my vesture. Psalms 28, verses 12 through 18. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't that astounding? Here, 1,000 years before Christ come, 3,000 years plus now, written back 3,000 years ago, we have lived through the fulfillment of Psalms 22, 12 through 18. They did part his garments. The evil compassed him round about. They beat him into a miserable bloody pulp. His back was laid open with a cat of nine tails. That's little lead strips embedded in the leather whip, like a bullwhip. If you've ever seen a bullwhip, this was much more brutal than a bullwhip. It had nine tails of leaded beads laced into the leather. And they literally ripped his bones, the flesh, right off his back to expose his bones. Consider this in Isaiah 53. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did not esteem him stricken and smitten and forsaken of God. He was afflicted, and he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Ladies and gentlemen, did it take a brutal crucifixion to redeem us from the death covenant? Well, the good news about all this is that our living, breathing, he's alive forevermore, ladies and gentlemen. When they killed him and he resurrected, he said, "Behold, I am alive forevermore." Isaiah 44 and 6, he called himself the first and the last. And he said, "Beside me there is no God." In Revelations chapter 1 and verse 8, he calls himself, this is the Messiah now, the God of the Old Testament became the incarnated God of the New Testament. God, the creator of the universe, the people that was created by him, actually killed him. The Bible said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own received him not. For he was in the world for a purpose. And the good news is he's coming back. And it's going to be soon, according to the end time prophecies. We're going to talk about that tonight. They shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. In Luke 21, verse 27. Now, the Strong's Concordance, if you think, most people think he's coming on a cloud. He don't say, it says he's coming in a cloud. But that word cloud is a misnomer. It has been mistranslated because then shall they, here's the proper translation in the Greek. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a congregation or with a congregation with power and great glory. Luke 21, verse 27. So then, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, that the Son of Man, now he called himself the Son of Man after he became a flesh being. You see, God's a spirit. But God fixed himself a body of flesh because it said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, John 1 and 1. God God became flesh, verse 14, and he was in the world, verse 10, and the world was made by him. So the very world that was created, all the things that men were using, belonged to this great man that walked here among us for 33 years. The bad news is, the good news is he's coming. Yeah, that's good news. Because if he don't come back, the way that we have treated this planet, the way that the evil, the greedy, and the lusting, the flesh, the carnage, the homosexuality, the perversion, the cussing, the ripping and the roaring, the drug users, the drunks, the perverts. You say, well, what's so bad about being drunk, Pastor Buddy? Well, I used to be one myself until I had my head banged up against the side of the walls enough to know that if you eat and drink with the wicked, you'll be judged with them. Yeah, they love a good time. I used to think it getting drunk and making merry, fighting and gambling and midnight rambling was the only lifestyle that I would ever be involved in. But I got a rude awakening, for when I was 21 years old, I got under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, drunk on Friday night and preaching on Saturday morning. Sobered up completely, transformed in newness of life, had a conversion that was deep and everlasting, saw a vision, a throne of God opened up to me, and a Bible was placed in my hand and said, preach my word. Of course, I used every conceivable excuse I knew of. Eighth grade education, didn't have any experience of ever speaking to anyone. But you see, the Father chose the poor, rich in faith. I did have something in my life that once I was given an assignment and I believed in it, there was no giving up and turning back. The Bible said, he that puts his hands to the plow and he looks back is not fit for the kingdom. I was 21 years old and now I'm 70, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed of begging bread, and it has never entered into my mind to quit or turn back. Oh, yes, I've had many disappointments. I've had many pitfalls. I've climbed many a mountain. I have fasted for days on end, trying to get a revelation from Almighty God. I have sought him in the midnight hour. I have got out of bed weary and bone tired and baptized people in the middle of the night. And if there's no resurrection, why do we labor? For if there be no resurrection, we labor in vain. But you know what? The good news is he's coming back. The bad news is that Satan is coming back to this planet. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, Satan is just a figment of some man's imagination, and he's been dreamed up by these hash-smoking, pot-smoking prophets of the Bible, high on something. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan has not been seen since his tragic sin in the garden by deceiving woman. And then he pulled a Houdini, a disappearing act, and he's been boogieing away ever since. Now, he has influence, but the influence is the carnal mind of man. The Bible said there's an outward man and an inward man. The outward man is prone to, likes to, will, if he can, as long as he can, do the things that pleases him. But the inward man, the spirit in the man, if he belongs to the Heavenly Father, and he says, I know my sheep. And once, just like Jonah, he got after Jonah. Jonah ran. Jonah fled. And Jonah tried to get away, just like I did. But the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah, it found him in the midnight hour. It plunged him overboard. and then a giant fish was created just to swallow him and take him to the shores and vomit him out upon the dry land. Can't you see the stinking stench of being in the fish's belly for 3 days? And then he was commanded to go through the city of Nineveh. It was a large city, and he preached a 3 days' journey across the city. Repent, or you shall perish. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the message for this hour for the end time terminal generation. You must repent or you will perish. You say, I'm having too much fun. Well, the Bible says in the end time, as they was in the days of Noah, that they will be eating and drinking and being merry. They shall run to and fro, and they shall seek rest, but they shall find none. They shall cling to the evil, the carnal side of the carnal mind, and they will turn their ears from hearing the truth. And the Bible says that they shall be turned into tinkling cymbals. And also it says that they will be cast aside, just like it was in the days of Noah. You know why? That they rejected our Heavenly Father's command to repent or perish. It's because the carnal mind is so powerful and so involved in directing the outward man. You see, the outward man is nothing but sin. But the inward man must suffer the consequences of whatever the outward man does. Until we return back to the Father with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we shall have no peace. Did you know that the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine? Did you know that the Bible says that the time will come that men will be proud and lovers of their own selves? They will be unthankful and unholy, and that they will seek the pleasures of sin. You know, it's a pleasure to sin. I wonder why that the carnal mind ever has conceived within its framework that sin is pleasant. You know, to go out and get miserably drunk always just give me a headache. And then you had to be responsible for what you'd done. You wrecked your car. You laid out of work and got fired. You have a headache. You bust out your teeth in a barroom fight. You get your head all beat in and have to go to the hospital and cost you an arm and a leg because you don't have insurance. And you call it fun? You know, it didn't take me too long to wise up to the fact that, you know, that's not a lot of fun. I'm telling you that the prophetic times of our life is that we are in perilous times. Did you know that the Bible says in the last days that evil men will wax worse and worse? Did you know the Bible says in the last days that they will be lovers of their own self, proud blasphemers, disobedient to parents? We've got the most evil end time generation of children that's ever been upon the planet. We have as much evil as there was in the days of Noah, and yet he hadn't come. We have as much evil and perversion upon our planet as there was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And yet people will not repent. His mercy, His grace, time continues on, and they will say in the last days, where is the promise of His coming? For since the time of our fathers, they have said He's coming back. Now, it's fallen on deaf ears because this younger generation has been raised to be so perverted as they was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. The morality of the young people, the drugs, the sex, the violence, the lack of respect for their fellow man, the evil, the mental institutions are filled with demonic demons in flesh bodies. Men and women, young men and women, who have ruined their bodies with drugs and violence and sexual exposure to unclean things. Therefore, the Bible said, God shall give them up to the lust of their own hearts, as He did those of Sodom and Gomorrah. And as it was in the days of Noah, when they were running to and fro, business activities, building, booming, marrying and giving in marriage, they knew not the time of the end until Noah shut the door to the ark, and the flood came and swept the wicked away. Oh my God. The same thing is coming upon this end time terminal generation. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you might not think, since Almighty Eternal has not recompensed all this evil and sin and violence, and He just keeps letting it go on, you wax cold and say, the Lord delays His coming. Do you know what's going to happen to those people that do that? You know those that turn back and give up and get discouraged and quit? Did you know there's no room for quitters in this mission? Did you know that a winner will not quit and quitters never win? Choose this day who you'll serve. He that puts his hand to the plow and he looks back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Did you know that Almighty Yahweh is coming back in a congregation, a mighty host, even all of the holy angels with Him, as it describes in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, where He said, when the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the holy angels, that's the way He's coming, ladies and gentlemen. And you thought He was coming down on a cloud with His hands stretched out with the Lamb under His arm. That ain't what the Bible says. He's coming back in flaming fire, taking vengeance on the ungodly and the unruly. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah without mercy. They all died without mercy. He destroyed those of the time of Noah without mercy. And if He don't destroy this wicked end time generation, He'll have to resurrect them and apologize to them for not giving them the same judgment that He gave them. But be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Did you know that our planet has become more filthy and polluted with sin than in any time since man has kept records? And did you know that those who perished in the past, when these generations of the past began to wax as wicked as we are, there was a pronounced prophetic warning of end time judgment. In the book of Revelations, in chapter 20 and verse 12, it is recorded there of a great judgment. The Bible said that the sea gave up the dead. The Bible says that the graves gave up the dead. And the Bible said every man, woman, and child stood before God, and the judgment was set, and the books were opened. The angel that had the book of life in his hand would call forth those who had a chance, who had their time, and every man, woman, and child had to step up and give an account for every idle word and every deed done in their body. It's going to be an awesome time. You say, well, that time ain't coming. Glory to God. I don't have to give an account to nobody. I run my own show. I'm my own keeper. Well, that's what Cain said. I'm not responsible for Abel. Where's he at? The Eternal One knew that Cain was wicked and he killed his brother. Every violence, all the blood that was shed from the righteous blood of Abel, down to the last righteous drop that is shed in the streets and the homes, or in the cities, or in the country, or in the battlefields, every drop of righteous blood shall be revenged. Because the Bible said he's coming back with vengeance. He's coming back in flaming fire, taking vengeance upon them that know not God and will not obey the gospel. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you know, I'll talk my way out of it, and I'm a good talker, and I'll style and profile, and I'll put on a show, and I'll hot dog, and I'll just talk my way out of all of the judgment that he's going to pronounce upon me. That's what you think. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. If you've sowed to the flesh, you'll reap corruption. If you've labored in the vineyard of the spiritual realm of revelation, you shall receive a just reward. For the gospel says that God has no respect of person. He sent the wicked down to hell with all nations that forget God, and he certainly would not hesitate to send you there. Do you know what the Bible actually says about the book of Matthew chapter 25 at the judgment when all the holy angels, the great congregation, not on a cloud, but he's coming back in a great congregation, and the reading says he's coming back in a cloud. Now, why would he come back in a cloud? You can't see nothing in a cloud. It's not going to be no secret rapture, because the Bible said ever I'll see him. Not coming back on a cloud, and neither is he coming back in a cloud. He's coming back with a great congregation, just like it says in Matthew 25, verse 31. He's coming back with all the holy angels. Now, Paul says in his gospel of Revelation, they that sleep will not prevent them, or they that remain will not prevent them that sleep, for God, when he comes, will bring them with him. And so then, the great white throne judgment that is recorded in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelations will happen without you who are still alive ever knowing one thing about it. There will be a judgment set in the great throne room judgment, and then those who are worthy will gather with him and the angels and himself. All those who are not found worthy, those who have failed, those who have turned back, those who have quit, those who have decided not to fear the Father. For the Bible says to fear Yahweh with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, and to love your brother like yourself. Cain said, am I my brother's keeper? Of course, He wasn't, because he was of the wicked one. The Bible says that Cain was of the wicked one. Therefore, he slew his brother because his deeds were evil. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of the Cain seed upon the earth with evil deeds that will receive a just recompense of reward. Even for every idle word that they speak, they shall give an account at the white throne judgment, or the end time judgment at the last trump, when the trumpet shall sound. The Bible says that the heaven will roll back like a scroll, and the things that appear are not as they are, because we are living in a illusionary, dimensional, third dimension world of physicality that will cease to be. You see, in the spiritual dimension of time, there is no such thing as time. Time was imposed to count the days. And the Bible said, seek Yahweh in the days of your youth, that you may not turn away from him when you're old. What if you gain the whole world, as the Bible says? What would you give in exchange for that which you demanded or commanded of you that you must give an account? You could have all the riches in the world gathered at your fingertips, and you could have men and women far and wide admiring you and giving out something that you was something great. But the Bible said he chose the poor rich in faith, not the rich poor in faith. So then your large amounts of valuables or materials doesn't mean one thing to Almighty Eternal Yahweh. You will be turned away like the rich man that tore down his barns and built bigger, and Lazarus, who had nothing. Even the rich man who had his chance to be compassionate turned his head and his eyes from seeing the miserable, poor plight of Lazarus, denied him and went around him. And the dogs of the compassion licked his sores. And the rich man continued on his pursuit of the search for wealth. So rich men cannot buy their way in. You see, our Heavenly Father will not be tempted with riches. He owns all the silver and gold himself and the cattle on 1,000 hills. So what does he need with riches? You can't bring food to him and feed him, because he said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. I have food to eat, you know not of. You know what? The food he eats, it's the cosmic force of righteousness that dwells in his saints. The Bible says that Yahweh inhabits the praise of his saints. If you don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. If you don't praise him, the earth will heat up. If you don't praise him, the sun will scorch you with heat till you blaspheme and curse the great name of the Eternal One. If you don't give him glory while you have life in your body, you certainly are not going to glorify him when this life is over. If you don't love him here, you most certainly will not love him there. If you don't serve him down here, you ain't going to serve him over there. And if you haven't kept his commandments here, you will never get a chance to keep them over there. This is the dressing up. This is the place to put on your garments of righteousness and praise. Today is the day of salvation, and today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't turn away in this evil end time, running to and fro seeking rest. 4th of July revelers, there's more drunks on the highway today, perhaps, than sober-minded, righteous people. You know what God said to Abraham, the Eternal One, when he came down to Sodom and Gomorrah? He said, if you will show me or pick out 500 righteous men in this city, and you know it was a giant city, and Abraham could not find 500. He couldn't find 100. He couldn't find 50. He couldn't find 25. He couldn't find 10. because he searched. And so then the final judgment came down, and God pronounced the final judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah. When the two angels came down to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, did you know that the Bible says he's coming back in flaming fire to destroy the wicked? And that he's not coming back in a cloud or on a cloud. He's coming back with a large congregation of saints that have been judged worthy to walk with him in white. And will come back with him, and you'll see all of the host of heaven coming with power and great glory and vengeance. And then men and women and children who have never heard about these perilous times, who have been unconcerned. Oh, they're very religious, but the Bible said full well they reject the commandments of God to keep their own traditions. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that most of the churches today are so perverse that they have a seem right way rather than the way of truth? They're in a broad way of conveniently agreeing with everything that Christianity has conceived and thought up. That you can't tell the difference between a man of God and a man of Satan. They put on three-piece business suits. They shine their shoes. They comb their hair. They brush their teeth. And they go about their pursuit of the wealth and turn away from loving God and keeping His commandments. The Bible said, from such people, turn away. Flee the very appearance of evil. Keep yourself unspotted in this end time terminal generation from the wrath of Almighty God. He said, Abraham, you look over into Sodom and you tell me who's over there that I should save. And Abraham had a nephew over there named Lot. And he said, Father, I have a nephew and his name is Lot. And he has a family over there. Two daughters, precious, virgin daughters, that are not married. And he has his beautiful wife. Would you please save them? And Almighty God said, let's see if they can pass the test. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said that the angels warned Lot and his two daughters and his wife to flee Sodom and not look back. Simple command. Make haste and get thee out of Sodom. Did you know that on the journey away, all four of them believed the word of the angels. And they fled from the appearance of the evil that had been going on in the wicked city of Sodom. The homosexuality, the perversion, the sin, the drinking, the barroom brawling, the evilness, nobody's safe. Not even the angels that walked into the city. The homosexuals, so perverted and so given over to the lust of the flesh, tried to engage the two angels. They didn't know they were angels because they just looked like normal beings. They had just got through eating and drinking with Abraham and Lot. Lot fed them unleavened bread. It's a typical type of the Passover. And ladies and gentlemen, they were there to pass over and deliver the righteous and to judge the wicked with fire and brimstone. And that's exactly what happened. And on the way out of the city, the Bible said that Lot's wife turned back. Why did she turn back, ladies and gentlemen? Was there something that she was missing? Did she leave something of value there that she felt more compelled to go back to than she had reasons for running from? Whatever the reason, whatever the purpose that she turned back, It is recorded that she turned liquefied into a chemical deposit of ash. The Bible says a pillar of salt. That is the mineral composition of her flesh body melted down with the nuclear destruction. And the Bible says in the last days that when they say, peace, peace, then cometh a sudden destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think we're in end time? Do you think that we've got time to dilly-dally? Do you people that are sitting in prisons because of some sinful desire that you've had? Maybe you were high on drugs. Maybe you knocked off the Piggly Wiggly in Yazoo City, Mississippi. Whatever you done, for whatever evil you done, there is forgiveness. The Bible said, turn from, flee away from your wicked ways. Return, we've all sinned and we've all come short and there's none good. But if you'll make an effort to flee away, just like Lot and his two daughters, as they fled the horror of the terror that's coming up on this earth. Did you know the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy that he will cause sheer terror in the last days to come upon people? Did you know that we're worried about this virus and this chicken bird flu, or this terrible disease, or this atomic bomb? Ladies and gentlemen, I know that we're in the last days because of the things that have happened to this end time generation. Don't you know that our Heavenly Father is wanting you to come out of Sodom? He's wanting you to flee the very appearance of sin. He wants you to confess Him and to honor Him and to obey Him and come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean thing. And He said, I will receive you. Don't you think it's time that men and women got enough backbone to stand against the injustices of this unjust generation? Did you know that Peter said to turn from the unjust generation? Did you know that they beat and they imprisoned and they persecuted the apostolic fathers, Peter, James, and John? They cut James's head off. They put Peter in jail. It's not a sin to be in jail. It's just a sin to stay there. Because the Bible said God will deliver the righteous. He sent two angels on the night before that they had Peter scheduled for execution because they done killed James. And then they lifted up their hands against Peter. And the Bible said they would have killed him, but two angels came into the cell block. And here was Peter sleeping between the guards. Did you know the guards were charged with their own lives? If they let a prisoner escape, they had to give their life instead. And that's why that they were chaining themselves to their prisoners. So if they was to attempt an escape, Peter wasn't attempting. He was asleep. And the two angels smote him on the side. Nobody woke up but Peter. Peter raised up and he said, what's going on here? And the angel said, follow us. They tapped his chains and they fell off. Did you know it's time to have your chains of sin tapped by the Holy Spirit and for you to repent and get baptized in the magnanimous, magnificent, glorious, almighty name of Yahweh for the remission of sins? Turn from your wicked way. Flee out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Seek Yahweh while He can be found. For the Bible said the time will come Dark days are coming. It's going to get darker. It's going to get worse. Nothing's going to get better. We're in the end time when the Bible said there shall be wars and rumors of wars, famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places, viruses, terror. Now we're afraid to go to the airport and get in an airplane. Somebody might strike a bomb or ignite a bottle of gasoline, something that they have slipped onto the transportation modes to ride a train. It is now, you're taking a chance on your life. Going down the highways, you could be killed with these demons that's running by and drive-by shootings. Just doing it for sport, like they were feeding the Christians of the Apostolic Fathers in Rome to the beast, the wild beast, making sport, entertaining themselves in their gratification of their flesh, their wicked flesh. And the Bible says, when I make my appearance, then shall all of the nations mourn. And the Bible says, they shall cast their silver and gold that they've accumulated out of their great treasury vaults into the streets. And they themselves will flee toward the caves and the dens that they have created in the mountains, and they will burrow themselves into the mountains and their hideouts. And they shall pray mournful, sorrowful prayers to be hidden from the face of the Lamb and from the wrath of the Eternal One. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait till that day when you're praying to hide yourself from He that is coming back. He ain't coming back on a little peaceful colt. He's not coming back to be mistreated. He's not coming back to have all the injustices that this wicked generation did to Him, and I read you at the beginning of our program here tonight. He's coming back in a flame of fire with 10,000 times 10,000 of His saints to execute judgment upon the wicked and the ungodly and them that don't know Him. Don't you think it's time for you to turn? If you're sitting in a prison cell, you can give your heart to the Messiah. You can take your oath of allegiance and change and turn from your wicked ways. If you're sitting on a bar stool in the Nashville WMQM radio listening audience, you can sober up like I did. You can turn your face back toward Mount Zion. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit. He can change your life. He can take away the wicked things that you used to do. Drinking, violence, smoking, doing all the things, gambling, doing everything conceivable for the pleasure of sin, where there's no pleasure. Headaches, heartaches, and financial ruin will come sooner or later to everyone that doesn't surrender their life to the Almighty Eternal One Yahweh. Today's your chance. Today's the day. Now, if you'd like to write me tonight, you can simply write, I'm Pastor Buddy. That's a Post Office Box 2284. That's Pastor Buddy. Simply address your cards and your letters to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And if you have written me from a prison cell, and many of you in the area have done so, don't give up, for I will answer your letters. I'm behind on my mail, been behind. I have several letters from inmates in the Nashville prison system area, of the listening area, down in Cockrell Bend Boulevard. Letters coming out of those prisons, these young men and perhaps women who have been incarcerated for whatever reason are writing me and wanting to know some information to be sent their way. That's coming. Don't give up on me. I will get every letter that is written to me at the Shepherd's Call Ministry at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. My telephone number, I'm live tonight on the second day of July. June just went on by. And now we're in July. And first thing you know, the summer will pass and winter will be here. Are you making provision? Are you getting ready? You see, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow the sun may refuse to shine. You say, oh, I doubt that. There's a day prophesied in the future at some point, whether it happened in my generation or yours or the one to come, the day will come that time will be finished. The trump, the last trump, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in the eternal Yahweh shall rise. At that judgment, they will be judged according to the deeds done in their body. And then those found righteous will be clothed in white. They will mount up on the chariots that will come from a distant land. And they will surround the planet Earth, and they will destroy Satan and his angels, who will be here fighting against the coming of the great day of the eternal Yahweh. Don't be caught up with the wicked. The Bible said if you're eating and drinking with them, you'll be judged with them. If you're on Yahweh's side, he knows everyone that is his, that have taken up the persecution, that have taken the sin and the heartaches and the misery and the poverties and still suffered to preach him and teach him and revelate him and testify and preach it into all the world. And then the end will come. The day will come. The Bible said that the sun will be as black as sackcloth and the moon will fail to give her light. What are you going to do when all of the electrical grid systems fail? You want to be locked up in some electronic prison where the doors will not open, where you'll not be fed, where you will hunger, where you will beat on the bars for mercy, and all of the guards in the prison system will flee? Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, in that time of darkness and trouble and dismay and weeping and gnashing of teeth, it's coming soon to a city near you, Nashville, Tennessee, where you see all of the perversion. There's a lot of good people in the Nashville listening audience. You good people that tune in to WMQM 1300 AM, the 50,000 watts of power that we transmit the voice of the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, and we're reaching out. We're like fishermen fishing for you and shepherds calling for the sheep. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Now, I'd like to tell you about a wonderful product. If you'd like to have information on it, you can just call Pastor Buddy, or you can write me at Post Office Box 2284. If you'd like to send your tithes and offerings to help us to stay on WNQM 1300 AM, if you enjoy the Clear Channel FM station that you're listening to Pastor Buddy on, then send your tithes and offerings. We'll put every penny of it right back where it belongs. And it belongs to you, the listeners, where we preach for your soul's deliverance. Now, Brother Paul has given me information on a great product. It's called StemTech. And it has to do with the multiplication or the increase of stem cells, it encourages the body through all natural, organic minerals to promote the body to create more of the positive, healthy stem cells that the body must have to survive, right in the marrow of the bone. When it talks about the marrow of the bone, that's exactly what dogs, when they eat the bones, they break the bones and suck the marrow. That's the life force. That's the stem cells that are gathered right there. And they do that through natural instinct to try to get the vitamins and the minerals and the cells that would produce a healthy body. You can call Paul for stem cell, stem tech health information. It's wonderful. I have got a lot of good reports on it. And you can call Paul in Michigan at 1-800. This is a toll-free number. Don't even cost you a dime to call. Call Paul at 1-800-253-2748. Now, that's Paul at 1-800-253-2748. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old-time clock on the wall has caught up with us here tonight. Just like in the future end-time generation, our Heavenly Father will catch up with us. Time will end, and judgment will begin. Be also ready, for you know not in what hour that the Son of Man cometh. I want you to know that the Father is making ready His journey. He's coming back with thousands upon thousands of His angels. Did you know that the time is nigh, even at the door? Did you know that today's the day of salvation? And if you hear my voice, then write us as Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. We'll see you on down the line here in Dixie.
For Dixie, then we take our stand and labor, die for Dixie.